Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. We are on air. We wanted to get on air and talk about the political climate in Barbados. Victor and I were on the radio, and we were on the line, and we were talking about that huge bomb, 22,000-pound bomb that the Americans dropped in Afghanistan. And it took us from one place to the next. I am totally perplexed that a government can do something like that to people who cannot fight back. It's a bully tactic. And he saw a lot of parallels with what Trump did to Barbadians. And we always go back and forth because, as you know, our focus is Barbados. I don't know if I introduced myself at the beginning of the show. The reason I may have forgotten is because I'm on three different areas. I'm so sorry. This is Sherry Veronica. You're on Naked. You're listening to Naked Departure Radio. And we are on air, and we wanted to talk about Owen Arthur being the best bet for Barbados in the upcoming elections. I want to welcome you into the studio, Victor.
Thank you, Sherry. Thanks for being here with you. You know, because of my primary vocation, I am not able to do my avocation, which is to speak with you here on Nick Departure Radio, but I'm so glad to be here today. And we started to speak about what transpired with that Moab, mother of all bombs, being dropped on Afghanistan. And it was perplexing to you as well as to myself, as well as to me, that to anyone, anywhere could do that to another human being or to other human beings. But it's being done in Barbados. The United States use munitions in the form of a 20-something thousand-plus pound bomb. But the government of Barbados, the current DLP administration, Sherry, has done that to Barbadians by way of the legislative process, by way of the electoral process, and it has impacted Barbadians economically, socially, spiritually, and emotionally. And it is my contention that at this stage in Barbados' history, that we need somebody who has proven talent to lead people, proven talent to understand how political and economic markets, mostly economic markets, work around the world. Someone who has a trained eye and someone who belongs to the people of Barbados. And my contention is that Owen S. Arthur, Owen Seymour Arthur, is that person. I have been critical of Owen Arthur because I believe that he took his feet off of the gas pedal, the political gas pedals, in the 2008-2009 election process. Subsequent to that, David Thompson was able to capture an election because of a weakened Owen Arthur. Whether that weakness came from political infighting between Owen Arthur and Mia Motley or whatever. But at this stage of Barbados' historical, political, and economic life, Barbadians cannot afford to allow, by any stretch of the imagination, themselves or their children or future generations, not yet born, to suffer into a situation that will lead to maybe multiple generations of economic decline in Barbados. I feel like Owen Arthur is the best bet of a united front to bring Barbados back to some measure of economic sense and to be able to have a government that is steady and stable. In short term, under Frondell Stewart, Barbados has gone from an economically stable country in the Eastern Caribbean and the envy of Caribbean nations to virtually sitting on the precipice of being an economic breadbasket country. And there, if we look out there carefully, there are no alternatives being offered to solidify bringing Barbados back from the economic perch on which it sits now, looking at economic devastation and ruination. Barbadians face a war pretty much like any country anywhere in the world that's under siege. And the MOAB, the mother of all bombs that has been dropped on Barbados, has been dropped by the Frondell Stewart administration and the innumeracy of Chris Sinclair. To bring Barbados back from that requires stellar thought processes, clear vision, political, social, and economic austerity measures that requires tightening of the belts of Barbadians and an acute understanding in the parliamentary process and the legislative process that Barbadians will have for the time to suffer through restraints economically that can bring Barbados back from where it sits. I do not believe that the current administration, the Democratic Labor Party, or that Mia Motley will be able to do that, even though Barbados does need, it does need a change in political temperament. I am cringing here to believe that Mia Motley is able to do that with her economic talents. I know that she's trained at the London School of Economics, but no one in Barbados, I believe, no one, to include Clyde Maskell, who I believe is a stellar economist, has the ability to do that more than Owen Arthur. And I would hope that the Barbadian general public would seek to encourage Mr. Arthur out of his temporary political semi-retirement as an elder statesman, and to bring him back to mainstream the mainstream political establishment in Barbados. I would hope that they would do that, because we are Barbadoses right now. The only alternative for Barbados' salvation is Owen S. Arthur. I disagree with Mr. Arthur's political leadership in the past and some of his economic policies, but I believe that given the current state of events in Barbados, that he is Barbados' best bet. And I'm not afraid to go on record saying that. The politics of Barbados cannot be, must not be, about the politics of self. In other words, no longer can Barbadians afford to listen to words that are not represented, that are not represented by action. If Mia believes that Barbados is in a state of a complete failure, and if she believes that Barbados' demise truly is tied to the removal of the Democratic Labor Party, and that a government of the people, for the people, and by the people is necessary, then she should be able to understand that she should summon Owen S. Arthur with some level of immediacy back to the fold of the Barbados. It cannot be about Mia. It cannot be about any politician in Barbados who seeks to be in Parliament in Barbados. It must be about the Barbadian people. It should be about the Barbadian people. And it should be about bringing Barbados back into a state that it runs with some level of economic fluidity, and it necessitates that Owen S. Arthur be brought back into the fold. Politicians in Barbados of all hues should be seeking to bring Mr. Arthur back into the fold. And I say this too to Chris Sinclair. As innumerate as he has been with Barbados's economic situation, the one thing that he did do that I give him credit for was that he recognized that he was in over his head, albeit too late, and he did reach out to the numeracy, the brilliance of Owen Arthur, to ask Owen Arthur to come on board and to be a signatory to getting Barbados's economic situation back to some level of relevance. I would contend that Ms. Motley should do the same thing with the Barbados Labour Party. I know it's hard to be at the helm of leadership and to offer away your leadership to someone else. But if Ms. Motley claimed, as she has claimed, cares about being. As she has about Barbados, then she should have no problem.
You're breaking up.
If Barbados is first, then Ms. Motley should have no problem stepping aside and allowing someone with the stature of ONS Arthur to come back to the reins of political power, even though he has stepped down and stepped out of the Barbados Labour Party. The major issue that should come to Barbadians, be offered to Barbadians, is Barbados First. So Barbados First should be the slogan. Every slogan in Barbados should represent Barbados First. Barbados First. If you are serious about rekindling any aspect of post-independence Barbados, bringing Barbados back to some level of political and economic respectability, Barbados First should be a motto. And Barbados can only be first under the leadership of someone like Owen Arthur, who is a brilliant mind and an absolutely brilliant economist. Had he been here in the United States of America, he would probably be lauded as a person ready for the Federal Reserve, a chairmanship of a Federal Reserve system here in this country. He has a stellar political and economic mind. And, you know, no politician is perfect. We all take our eyes off the prize every now and then. Even in Trinidad, where you had the great political leadership of Dr. Eric Williams and others, Patrick Manning was a great Trinidadian politician. They took their eyes off the prize. Probably they became politically tired and they took their eyes off the prize. Nothing wrong with that. But at this stage of Barbados' history, we need to have an engaged ONS Arthur. And I don't know if ONS Arthur listens to shows like this. I would hope that somewhere out there someone who is attached to him is listening, and this is a plea from a Barbadian expatriated individual to him. Mr. Arthur, we need you in Barbados. We need your political leadership and your economic prowess to bring the country back from where it is. It cannot come back from where it is. If, by chance, Mia Motley, and in all likelihood suggests that she will win in an election head-on-head with the Democratic Labour Party, if she is brought in to power, she will inherit an economic mess left by the Democratic Labour Party. And I do not believe that she has the economic talent pool to solve Barbados' problem. I believe that change is necessary.
One second.
Sorry?
Let's say Mia Motley gets into power next year. How many years do you think it will take her to put Humpty Dumpty back together again? How long do you think she can get that economy in Barbados going?
She can't do it in 2 terms. She can't do it in 10 years. And if she can't do it in 2 terms in 10 years, she may not be able to do it in an entire generation, period. Barbadians can't wait an entire generation. They can't wait that long to solve the problems. And remember, Mr. Arthur is aging. And so Mia is in her 50s. We can't have Mia in power in her 60s with Barbadians still suffering. I don't think she has the talent pool necessary to turn Barbados around from the economic failures that it has sustained over the last almost 10 years of the Democratic Labour Party. The devastation wrought to Barbados by the Democratic Labour Party is so gigantic that it's going to take someone who understands.
So, okay,
let
me ask you a question. Yeah, let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. And I know you may not have the answer, but, you know, we're talking here. With the price tag of the debt that Barbadians are in or Barbados is in, we are looking, and we always talk about generations yet to be born in Barbados, you know, because we don't, well, I don't think that there's much hope. I think anyone being born in Barbados, you were talking about those mountain gorillas, and, you know, we can make an analogy. I think anyone being born in Barbados at this time is an endangered species. They are bringing children into that domain, that area of the world, and they are endangered. If it's not economic, being poor, it's sexual, sexual problems, sexual, what's the word? Oh, boy. You know, I'm
sexual deviance. Sexual.
I mean, people, you know, you know that they're predators. They're sexual predators all over Barbados. And anyone bringing a child into Barbados, any child being born in Barbados at this time is endangered. And we talked about that earlier, too, when we were speaking. You were talking about the monkeys in some part of Africa, that they're more protected than Africans themselves. So
yes,
with the price tag that's on the debt situation in Barbados, we are seeing that every child that is being born is being born in debt. They are being born with a price tag. They have to at least make a certain amount of money to help, to assist Barbados in getting back on its feet. What do you think about that?
I believe that, again, economics is a social science. At the helm of economic progress in Barbados, if not probably in the entire Caribbean, is Owen S. Arthur. If you study Owen Arthur, if you study the guy, he understands what it is to plan for generations yet unborn. He understands what it is to really see with clarity the actuarial tables, understand the actuarial tables, to understand what it takes to bring, to reduce Barbados' debt or to keep Barbados' debt at some level of stability. He understands these things. Yes, Barbadians are being born into debt. People all over the world, first world countries, are being born into debt. But when you rob Peter to pay Paul, as has been done by the Democratic Labor Party, where there has been an attack on the retirement funds of civil servants to carry out day-to-day governmental functions, month-to-month governmental functions, that influx of robbing Peter to pay Paul devastates the funds that are laid aside for people's retirements. And I need to be very mindful, because I'm not a trained economist. I'm just a person who reads avidly on economic policy and other things, that Barbados faces for the first time post-independence the prospect that people retiring now in Barbados, that they will receive, will be like Detroit, Michigan, where the retirement funds were raided by the city of Detroit, and retirees are now receiving pennies on the dollar for giving many, many years. Teachers, for example, in Barbados and others may find out soon that their retirements are virtually worthless. It is possible that Barbados could find itself in the position that South Africa is in, junk bond status, where you've just wasted away to nothingness. And unless you are able to bring people that not only understand the political structure, but the economic structure of government, of debt, globally, like Owen Arthur has, for more than 15 years as leader of the Barbados Labour Party and Prime Minister of Barbados. We are going to waste away into nothingness. This is not time for kumbaya, for us to stand the wrong, the fire, and we are literally under economic siege. We are in a desperate situation, Barbados and Barbadians, and we cannot afford to have people at the helm of government who do not understand the immediacy of numeracy. Numeracy, numbers, vividly, economically, is tied to your sociological makeup. If you lack jobs in your country, then you turn to crime, prostitution, and other levels of vagrancy. And it causes a systematic decline in the way that you live. This is not about building buildings, high rises. This is not about any longer de-emphasizing Barbados. This is no longer about destabilizing Barbados. This is no longer about disenfranchising Barbados. This is about bringing Barbados back to a middle ground, a stabilizing effect to save the country from where it is right now. Period. The Democratic Labour Party has waged a war on Barbados. It has waged a war on Barbados. I would contend that from the standpoint of being a tyrant, that Frondell Stewart is a political tyrant in his time. And I ask Mia Motley, I beg her on this program today, let's bring Owen Arthur back into the fold. No longer can we afford to sit piously and allow Owen Arthur to be out there. He has an economic genius that Barbados needs.
Okay, let's be serious. Okay, but let's get serious. You don't see that happening, do you? You do not see Mia Motley saying...
I don't.
Okay.
I don't see that happening. But I'll be a fool if I claim to care about my country. I would be a fool not to ask. See, I don't have this pride thing that stops me from asking a question. I don't. I don't have this pride thing. When H. Bernard St. John was Prime Minister of Barbados after the death of Tom Adams, I did not believe that he was the man for the job. And I would have reached out gladly to Errol Walton Barrow to come take over. I don't have this thing that says that I love the Barbados Labour Party. I have to state that as a disclaimer here. But I'm a Barbadian first. I look to what is right for my people, for my country first. I don't think that Mia Motley would concede away her political power to anyone. But I would be a fool if I didn't ask. And by going on record and asking, that tells me a lot about the character of Mia. See, we get caught up in words, but sometimes words are just meaningless. A person's actions define who that person is, and your actions should speak so loudly that your words don't matter. If Mia truly believes that Barbadians are first, if she truly believes that, then her actions would speak so loudly that anything that comes from her mouth does not matter. But if she doesn't, then she'll be psychobabbling away with words. Psychobabble away with words. Meaningless diatribe. If your actions are relative to the success you desire for Barbadians, then that's all that needs to be said, because you'll do what you believe in. And Barbadians, it's as simple. We as human beings do what we believe. If you didn't do it, it means you really didn't believe in it. Period. You do what you believe. If you didn't do it, I don't care about why you didn't. You don't have to explain away why you didn't do it. You just didn't. If you truly want change in Barbados, Barbadians, do what you believe. Stand for what you believe. Hold on to what you believe. Changing one political party to the next may be rational to some, but if you have a hamper full of dirty clothes and you take one dirty pair of underwear out and you place it on your body, is it still not dirty? You don't change dirty with dirty. You try to clean up that hamper, wash those dirty clothes. Clean yourself. Once you've showered, you're not going to put a dirty pair of underwear on or a dirty T-shirt. So the government of Barbados, the tenor of the economic state of affairs in Barbados is such that it requires that we have somebody at the helm of government that can change the course of economic position in Barbados. Now, albeit that Ms. Motley does have an economic advisor in Masco, and I respect Masco's economic ability, but it requires also someone who's able to understand the political climate and who is respected internationally. Maskell is relatively new to all of that. He understands the situation of the country economically, but he doesn't have that relationship with international powerhouses, people at the IMF.
Yeah, but do you think Owen Arthur is strong enough to do 5 years in government? Because it's not easy.
I think Owen Arthur is strong enough to teach the nation a lot.
Okay.
I think Owen Arthur, like I said, even a weakened Owen Arthur, even an Owen Arthur 50% or 30% is better than we have right now. Owen Arthur at 20% is better than we have right now. What Owen has stored up inside of him is teachable to those who will listen and to those who care about Barbados' long-term survivability. So, yes, to answer your question, even a politically weakened Owen Arthur,
I wasn't talking about the political part of it. I was talking about his health. I was talking about more
yes.
so from a health point of view. We don't know his medical history, but he's older.
Mm-hmm. But so too was Barrow when Barrow came back.
Okay.
So too was Barrow. So, yeah, let's give Owen a chance.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can continue speaking because we can, when we're done with Blog Talk, we can go on to the... Don't worry about that. Just continue speaking.
Yeah. So, yeah, I believe that even a weakened Owen Arthur is better for Barbados than the state of affairs that Barbadians find themselves in right now. Also, I was able to read that the do-nothing Attorney General of Barbados, Adriel Bradford, has now gone on record as saying that lesbian, gay, and transsexual people in Barbados have nothing to fear and stuff like that. Mr. Bathmate, how abysmal could you be as an attorney general? Listen, we have issues of criminal enterprise in Barbados. Wholesale criminals running around Barbados murdering people, tampering with the justice system.
Thank you so very much for joining us on Blog Talk. We are continuing on another station, but you can go to nakeddepartures.com, nakeddepartures.online, and hear the show. Thank you so very much. Bye-bye.